Anyway, we lived up there until we moved to Little Five Points. But I remember when we moved to Little Five Points,
just like me, I got to take my glasses off to see things.
Oh, there's the Birdman, Tom the Birdman.
And I got a magnifying glass down there too, if you want one.
Damn, Tom's skinny there.
Aren't we all there?
Yeah, you're right. Tom was weird. You know what?
Yeah, he lived in the French embassy
Which
with some friends of mine.
Oh, wait. Which one was the French embassy? It wasn't the white building, was it?
Damn, that's exactly how I looked right there.
The front was on, if you headed the way against traffic now, up 14th Street, it was over on the right. It was almost across from the birdhouse, right along the...
Is it on the same side as Colony Square?
Yes, yes.
That's where my first dope dealer was. Probably because of you. Who knows?
Well, his friends lived there, and he had that ad in the Bird. You remember about... I have to look up a copy of it. That it was basically saying, women, do you need somebody to go down on you? And you know, we used to laugh about it. We thought, God, this pitiful guy puts this ad in every week. And then friends in the French embassy said, you wouldn't believe the money he makes. Limousines pull up and pick him up on Friday afternoon when he's through selling birds. And said he'll walk back in on Sunday and go, God, I'm rich, but my tongue is so sore.
Is that... Yeah.
Oh God, those were the days.
That was that was still a very taboo subject back then.
You remember Mutton Jeff?
Yeah, yeah. Got a picture of him in there.
See, my brother was I told you that. He was arrested for kissing in the street by that black cop, I can't remember his name now. He got killed in the West End about 10 years ago. Mm. Anyway, Ronnie was on the front page of the Atlanta Journal, and then the FBI, the St. Louis Chronicle picked up the story, and the FBI in St. Louis were looking for him, and they found his picture, so they came down here and arrested him, and they put him in the federal building downtown in a cage. It was like a monkey cage. Anyway.
I have a friend that was in one of those.